There is a school board election coming up this fall, and today people can start to pick up packets and collect signatures to run for that election.
That's correct. So that officially starts today, and those nomination petition and packets are due by September 1st. So you can file your petition, which is signed by at least 50 eligible electors from throughout the school district. And you've got to submit a written notice of intention to be a candidate, and there's a few other items of official paperwork. So we're asking anyone that's interested in running to contact me via email or phone, and we can set up a time to meet and share that information and just kind of go over what's required.
And there's three different seats, each representing a section of the district. What are those sections?
So we've got three seats up for election this year. District A, which comprises part of Carbondale and basically the area that's south of 82 and west of 133. We have District D, which is most of the Glenwood Springs area. And we have District E, which is Basalt and the big portion of land that's east of that. It's easiest if you go online to see a map at rfschools.com, click on the Board of Education section, and you can actually type in your address and it'll tell you exactly which district you reside in.
What are the qualifications to run?
So there are a few different ones, but the biggest ones are that you have to be a registered voter of the district for at least 12 consecutive months before the election, which is in November, and you have to live in the district that you're running to represent.
Do people have to live in the same district to vote?
As long as you reside within our voter district, you can vote in November's election for anyone in any of these three board seats.
What are the responsibilities? What is the position like?
In a nutshell, I think our board serves as a representative of the community and is responsible for providing direction for our programs and making sure that our school district operates efficiently and effectively. The board's main concern is really with adopting policy and evaluating the quality and the effectiveness of our district services. So you can reach me by email at adavlyn, D-A-V-L-Y-N, at rfschools.com, or by calling 970-384-6001. You can also go online to our website, rfschools.com, and clicking on the Board of Education section to find all this information in print.
Thank you very much, Angie.
Thanks.